It was the equivalent of a 911 emergency call. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and California's Department of Fish and Wildlife launched a dramatic effort to help save three distinct populations of Central Valley Spring Run Chinook salmon. They are some of the last of their kind that still inhabit their ancestral streams. But in the spring of 2023, the numbers of returning fish was extremely low, alarming fishery agencies. They're calling it a cohort collapse. Salmon returning to spawn in a calendar year are called a cohort. Mainly, they are 3 years old, with some 2- and 4-year-old fish who are returning home from their Pacific Ocean journey. Some of them will now spend their lives in a hatchery at UC Davis. Peter Tira is Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He explains why this urgent action could be critical for their survival.
Central Valley Spring Run Chinook salmon are part of one, what we call evolutionary significant unit. There's one large meta population in the Central Valley, and that's made up of several distinct subpopulations. Three of those remaining subpopulations are what we call independent populations. There's enough numbers annually returning to their place of origin to sustain the population going into the future. And those inhabit Butte Creek, Deer Creek, and Mill Creek.
Tira says scientists were shocked by how few salmon were returning to those three streams, fearing possible extinction of those populations.
Less than 25 fish on Mill and Deer Creeks, and only a couple hundred fish returned to Butte Creek, which is extremely alarming because we consider that the anchor population of the entire ESU. Butte Creek can have tremendous success, thousands of fish returning.
Michael Milstein is Public Information Officer for NOAA's Fisheries Program. He recalls a time when there were hundreds of thousands of salmon swimming back up the rivers every year that supported canneries, tribes, and commerce. Now, most of their natural habitat is lost due to a century of dam building and water diversions that deprive them of the cold water they need to live. He emphasizes that this year's cohort collapse prompted immediate action.
Our fear was that we would lose those self-sustaining populations, that genetics of the wild salmon that are key to them surviving. So the biologists decided that as a last-ditch measure, really a last resort, we wanted to take in some of these wild fish, these yearling fish. UC Davis has been very supportive and has really stepped up in providing a place for these fish.
Matt Johnson is part of that effort. He's a fishery biologist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Matt describes that even as he drove a truckload of salmon to UC Davis to help their kind survive, he felt conflicted because putting wild fish into captivity is the last thing fish scientists want to do. But, he says, it's their only option.
With this captive brood population, it's like a genetic bank or reservoir that we could fall back on if things don't turn around for spring run. We can raise these fish in captivity into adulthood and spawn them, take the spawn of those fish and use them to propagate them further. And it's really so we don't let this unique population of salmon blink out.
California's water resources are already stretched thin, serving agriculture, industry, and 40 million people. Its concrete infrastructure deprives salmon of their ancient and unique watercourses, so they're mostly trapped in warmer, low-elevation waters and depend on dam operations for critically needed cold water. Matt Johnson concludes the 2023 cohort of Central Valley Spring Run Chinook were impacted by both an extended drought and water diversions to satisfy competing demands.
The water, fish and wildlife need is just one of many competing interests. And when you have drought conditions, this delicate balance we try to maintain to protect species, we kind of lose control of our ability to provide the cold water fish need. And this is likely the reason for the cohort collapse in 2023.
Salmon also face many challenges in the Pacific Ocean that include fluctuating aquatic conditions, overfishing, and climate change impacting their food sources. At this point, fishery scientists are unsure about the condition of future cohorts coming back upriver over the next 2 or 3 years. Again, Matt Johnson.
This returning cohort is the first of the drought cycle. So sadly, I'm not super optimistic for the next couple of years. However, our baseline in 2020 starting population on deer and mill specifically was really low. 2021, we saw a significant increase in the spawning population. Those fish also face challenging drought conditions as juveniles. There are a lot more of them compared to 2020. That gives me some hope that the returns in 2024 will look better than what we saw in 23.
With this captive breeding program, scientists are working to maintain the genetic diversity of native salmon. Those offspring could re-inhabit other California rivers as well. For that to happen, habitat restoration projects and improved in-stream flow requirements will be critical to the survival of future spring-run Chinook salmon in the wild. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.